Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. I had a question from an athlete. He has a nationals race coming up in Ireland, and we were just talking about some theoretical options. You know, he's a guy that we'll talk in K's here because that's what my brain has been in kilometers. You know, he dropped a guy at 140 Ks in of a 180 K ride. And he's like, but here's my, you know, he's trying to figure out what his litmus test of like where he's at. There hasn't been a ton of racing for him to really test himself against other people, not a ton of group rides. I mean, COVID is still that gift that keeps on giving. It's made not only planning the season, but executing on the season tough. While he has that litmus of a huge ride, nationals for him at his level is only 80K, so 50 miles. You know, he's a rider that comes into his legs the longer the day, the better he feels. So he's like, man, short and fast, I don't really know. So we talk, I'm like, okay, let's simplify this. You know, he's a great all-arounder, but he doesn't have the best sprint. So obviously, you know, he wants to avoid a big bunch sprint. It's not always possible to roll in solo, so hopefully you're sprinting against people that are similar to yourself. You know, good VO2 max, you can be there at the end, at the pointy end of the race, but they don't have a monstrous finishing kick. Being in the break is a good option if strong riders are represented there, and this is what I want to make this podcast about. Sometimes riders try to plan that they're going to be in the break, that the only way that they can win is to be in the break. Which I don't have a huge issue with that. The problem is reading the race and understanding which one is the break, which one is the move. You can't follow every move. If you were in a bike race with over 50 people, and if it's a nationals race, hopefully there's a big field, you're going to have to make mid-race decisions of which one is the move. When do you roll the dice? When do you pull back? You only have a certain number of matches to make it into the move, to then contribute so that the move stays away, and then to win from the move. Like, winning is so damn hard. Sometimes the move is to let the move go for a second. Even if it's a few strong riders, see how everyone reacts. You know, bridging up to the move is sometimes the best way to conserve your matches. If you're trying to follow everything and you're like the fourth, fifth guy all the time, and you look back and the group is still there, there's still 40 guys or girls chasing, like you're trying too hard. You're not letting the race unfold. Yes, there's a little bit of risk of letting the move go, but these are like split second decisions. Like there's a nationals for me this year. I was super patient because I didn't think that many moves would get away, but I bridged up to probably two or three small breaks when there were well-represented teams. So what I look for is who's going. I look for the jersey color. How many different jerseys are there? And, you know, I had in the back of my mind, who were the strong teams? Mike's Bikes, Best Buddies, blanket on the other two right now off the top of my head. But when I would see like three of those teams rolling, okay, I would sit for a second, see what the group does. Because sometimes other people would see that and they start chasing it down. So had I gone with that right away, I would waste a match going up the road when 30 other people are going to chase us down in a second. Now, a couple times, there were some moves that looked dangerous. I sat for a second, knowing no one did anything. And from where I had positioned myself so that I wouldn't be boxed in, I would bridge up, roll. You know, I'm not fully committed to this move. I'm not going and doing crazy high VO2 max pulls. I'm pulling through. And if we start to get away where it's the move, like for some reason the group is letting us go, then I will commit. But many times, all three times, within 5 to 10 minutes, we got pulled back. And it's not that we all didn't commit. It's just that you see the group being like, that's probably not a good idea to let those guys go. And they roll up on us. And obviously it happens at different paces. But I just want newer athletes to think about the break in different ways. You don't always have to be the one initiating it. You don't have to be attacking to it. You can bridge to it. And sometimes that's the best move. So Short races for this guy, you know, I told him it's going to be sharp and busy early, most likely. It depends on team dynamics. You know, one thing is that if you have teammates, the counterattack is the freaking best move. Like, that's the one thing in Nationals that we didn't have. It was just me and Jack. We had to be super cautious with when we burned matches. But if you have a group of five guys rolling, you can put everybody covering every move so no one has to bridge up and then force people to close that gap. And when that gap gets closed, boom, someone else is going. I mean, yeah, that's just like bike racing 101, right? So there's a lot of theoreticals, but that's really all you can do pre-race. I think a really great framework is always constantly be policing what's going on. You heard Raleigh Weaver in one of the very first podcasts. He's taking inventory of other athletes the entire race so that he knows what tells they're giving off later in the race if he's alone with them in a small group. Who's where? Who's looking dangerous? What's the flow of the group? And don't force things. You can't manhandle a bike race. So, and it actually, that brings to mind Robin Carpenter. He had mentioned, you know, on the U.S. race scene, Robin was just so strong that he could, you know, throw punches and it's not going to hurt him. He gets to Europe and then he's like, oh, okay, everybody's really good here. I need to be a little bit more cautious. For most of us amateurs, that's us in our respective categories. Like, we're not just dominant people that can just do whatever we want. Don't force things. Let the race unfold a little bit and be on guard. Just be attentive. Don't go to sleep in the bike race. Good luck this weekend if you're racing. Bridge to that break and crush them.